Hi, everyone. Welcome to the XBRL U.S. National Conference podcast series. We have with us today TRS, Chairman and CEO of Datatrax. Datatrax is a gold sponsor of the XBRL U.S. National Conference in Austin, Texas, September 10th through 12th. TRS, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, David.
Question for you. Tell us why your company has a stake in XBRL. Why is XBRL important to Datatrax?
David, Datatrax is a global leader in providing regulatory filing services for companies and corporations worldwide. We have operations in USA, UK, India, and to have operations in other countries as they migrate to XBRL technology. For example, in the US and UK put together, we prepare in a typical year more than 12,000 XBRL statements for filing with either SEC or HMRC, and we prepare more than 9,000 HTML statements for filing with SEC EDGAR. We serve several printers in New York, several accounting firms in UK and India, so this is our bread and butter, and therefore we have a very strong stake in XBRL. Why is it important for my organization? For the simple reason that we are probably the second largest XBRL player in the world, and we get more than 95% of our income from XBRL services and data services to companies and corporations worldwide.
Great. You guys sound like you're very busy. What do you think will ultimately make the XBRL process easier for Datatrax clients?
There are a few factors. A typical CFO, he has two worries when he's preparing an XBRL statement. The first is, because he has to constantly keep several balls in the air, he doesn't know whether his HTML statement and his XBRL statement are consistent with each other, whether the final output that has been cleared by his accountants, his lawyers, his board, is the same as the one that goes into the HTML version and the XBRL version filed with ACC. So his number one worry is consistency, and his second worry is the ability to handle stuff in the last minute. Normally, the pencils down time varies between one service provider and another, and we have done quite a lot of process gymnastics to accommodate even 4 hours to 5 hours in the past, but today there are solutions that can provide no pencil down restraint at all, meaning the CFO can actually make changes until the very last minute. So if I were a CFO, what would be my wish list? I would like to have, one, a single document held in the cloud, accessible by multiple people from multiple locations, and all of them being able to concurrently either create or edit or review content. The second wish list would be, I should be able to make last-minute changes without undergoing a significantly long calisthenics on orchestrating the modification through the printer, through the XBRL service provider, through the EDGAR service provider. In summary, what as a CFO I would want is, I would want the control in creating and the document to be with me, but I would like to have the heavy lifting involved in XBRL tagging or HTML beautification to be done by somebody else. We are looking for control without heavy lifting. I would call this as a minds-on, hands-off process of preparing XBRL statements. And Datatrax is actually one of the few companies that has the next-generation technology engine which can exactly address this requirement of keeping one document in the cloud, multiple authors accessing from multiple locations, same document producing multiple outputs, be it a PDF, be it an HTML output, or be it an XBRL output, with near zero last-minute restraint. And therefore, we believe Datatrax is quite ready to offer this minds-on, hands-off solution.
That's great. TRS, thanks so much for your thoughts today on XBRL.
Datatrax is a gold sponsor of the XBRL U.S. National Conference. You can learn more about both by visiting the website, conference.xbrl.us.